dibs on the castle or dibs on
dibs
the
on the castle?
Dibs on the loincloth.
Oh, my God. Here. Yeah.
Projectile vomit, new skill unlocked.
I need a cleansing wipe.
Bring me my brown pants.
Chapter 13, Death to the Baroness.
So, at the end of the last session, you guys had managed to gain access to the castle to try to take out the Baroness, but going up the grand staircase, you had run into the twins.
Dun, dun, dun.
Enormous figures of just nothing but pure muscle. They're only wearing leather breeches with big, huge hobnailed boots. They've got, you know, studded leather armatures with the leather gear connecting them gladiator style. And they're wearing black hoods down on their faces, only showing the bottom half of their face and their eye holes. And Llewellyn kind of takes an involuntary step backwards and says, "Hi, lads. Let us pass. We're here on business." And one of the from under one of the hoods, you hear just the sound of a voice saying, "Well and bad." And the other one says, "We must kill." And they start sauntering down the stairs at you.
Their intelligence is like a negative 15.
Like, you said
kind
you
of like a sorcerer.
Them. How long did that take?
Okay.
And you trained them to tie their shoes, and that was their accomplishment. But they wear pull-on boots. That's
they started at level 02.
Okay, so I need initiative from all of you, as they are definitely coming with mean intent. So, Quindel.
19.
Okay. In the past, I know one.
6.
What's your deck?
Oh, my God.
And Alistair?
3.
Okay, so apparently you guys are a little cowed and intimidated by these characters.
I'm not cowed, I'm just biding my time.
And
he's not cowed, he's a typhoon.
Arlen?
They still have
6 low.
Okay, and then Adri.
16.
Okay, so at least she wasn't too...
Fast, really
pick
slow.
Up the and throw it.
Bring me my brown pants.
Llewellyn gets a 17, so he's maybe unsure, but ready to go into battle. Okay, so top of the round. Quindel, you got two guys about, as you can see there, about 25 feet up this grand staircase advancing down on you. What are you going to do?
Okay, how wide is the grand staircase?
It's all 20 feet wide. It's
okay.
Pretty substantial. All
right. So I'm going to assume that picking up and throwing no one the monk at it is not going to work. So I will just walk up and engage.
Okay.
Are we calling this one axe and this one club?
Sounds good to me.
We're calling you dead.
And, yeah.
Me hit back.
I'm trying. I'm really trying.
It's
okay, so you're racing up the stairs, and
that's what I was just trying to figure out. We'll just start it off really carefully here. We'll just take a swing at axe and see what happens,
okay.
But not smash.
And roll it. That's so it's on flat surface.
Oh wow! Should have kept a 13. 8.
Okay, no, you misjudged the angle of the stairs, and it just swings wide by them.
I hate those stairs so much.
And Llewellyn once again shouts. For the true Baron, and comes running up the stairs.
Him?
And takes a swing at club.
Wait, he's cheering for himself.
Yes. And he also has a little trouble advancing up the stairs. Only rolls a 11, which does not hit them.
What kind of armor are they wearing?
Just the leather breeches and the leather armatures. And
so a leather type armor.
Yeah.
So. But their skin probably counts
as leather because they're like.
Okay, and then axe goes.
I assume he's going to ask me a question.
And and just basically says, you know, me kill you. And just swings and.
What's the baseball term?
And basically, you can see, I mean, they just seem to be swinging. I mean, there's not a lot of technique. It's just all trying to do damage. Unfortunately, they get a grand total of 14 to hit, which I don't think hits you.
Negative.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
So you're able to duck under there. And then club goes. And just a me too. And swings. And this time gets a 17 on Llewellyn, which does hit him.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my. He's going to be a mad sponge. I still lost to Llewellyn.
I'm proficient in ladle and sponge.
And takes 5 points of damage. He basically just jumps back and barely gets nicked, but it takes 5 points of damage.
From 5
so
points.
So he's down 8 points total.
Hey, just like him, 5 points.
Okay.
Execute.
And then next up is Adri.
All right, I'm going to come up next to Gwen. And let's see what I should do here. I'm going to do hand axe attack on axe. What would that be? That would be a 24 to hit.
Okay, so you come up and get him.
Okay, and then that would be, I'm going to do, if I do the monk weapon to start with, do I still have to do the d4 if I do a bonus action after that?
Yeah.
Okay. So that would be 5 points of damage.
5 points of axe, okay.
A kick to the chin, because that's probably all I can reach. That's an 8.
You just did a
You
did a steward.
Does not hit. Okay. And then no one?
All right, I will come up.
Wow, he's actually adjacent to them.
I will expend a key point for Fury of Blows. So, my first strike against Club nice, is a 16. And I do 7. And my next one is a 19.
Okay, you hit him both times.
For 4? How's he looking?
4 points on the first one. He looks angry.
He got 7 and then 4.
Oh, 7 and 4, so 11 total.
Uh-huh.
So he looks angrier.
Okay, and then my next one is a natural 20.
Okay.
That's the third one this game.
Nice.
And I add 3, so that's 10. And he has to... What, save versus before he falls on his butt, he needs to save on dex.
Dexterity save?
No.
Okay, these guys don't seem to be terribly encumbered, and he gets a natural 20.
So. Oh.
So yeah, he watched the ripples. It's like kicking a brick wall. I mean, you do damage, but it's solid.
I did some good damage to this guy.
And Arlen.
I'm going to step up to the first step, and I'm going to use Witch Bolt.
I don't know Witch Bolt.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm also going to use my Tides of Chaos feature, which lets me have advantage on the attack roll.
Okay, is there any downside to the Tides of Chaos?
You can, say, roll your dice anytime within the next long rest.
Okay.
Yeah.
What?
So in exchange for me getting advantage on my attack roll, he can say whenever he wants, roll your wild table and the effect happens anytime from now to a long rest.
Please, like, release.
But
like, extra
when he says that, I get it back without having a long rest.
That's pretty cool. Okay.
Advantage. Ooh.
What's 11 plus?
16.
It hits.
Okay, good.
I see.
Who are you attacking? Club, hopefully?
Yeah.
Axe. Oh. Which guy after Axe or are you going to Club?
I didn't specify, but I'll go after Club. He takes...
that hit the cord.
Three damage.
3 points, okay.
Yeah.
How long does Witch Bolt last?
Concentration up to a minute.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And finally, Alistair. Oh, actually, roll for me your Tides of Chaos, please.
Hey, that means you
attack flumps of fear.
Oh my gosh, God. There's actually one where 1d6 flumps appear.
Yeah,
it's great.
yeah, until they start to eat you.
Until, yeah.
No, they're frightened of me.
I thought you were a sorcerer.
Okay, I am.
What do you do the Tides of Chaos for?
Wild
magic.
He's
a wild
magic. Well, yes, but when do you...
When he can get advantage, but then I can call him to roll on wild magic table and see what happens.
So that's
fireball.
That means
fireball.
I regain 5 hit points at the start of each of my turns for the next minute.
Okay, so now it's the purple mist again. So once again, he concentrates, and then the swirling purple energy starts.
I don't need this.
Yeah. So what you need to do is become a frontline fighter.
I can do that.
No, don't.
Okay.
It might end up happening this way.
But I have a terrible AC.
Okay. So, you 3 points of damage, but you get to do it again next round, right?
Yep.
Okay, so, all top of the round.
So, pretty much, ends when the fight...
Oh, Alistair.
Okay, so, am I, the step behind Arlen right now?
Yeah.
Or, okay.
Yeah, you're
in that case, I'm going to go up behind Axe. Because I can just make it there with 30 feet.
Like, corner?
Yeah. Okay. I'm pretty sure I can just make it there.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You just make it up to the corner there.
And then can I attack X with advantage?
You, no, you're not directly behind him.
Okay. In that case,
you could be, though.
No, I don't. Oh, I could be, huh?
Yeah, because
could
you
I do that?
Go adjacent.
But then you...
But that would be 35.
No.
Oh, yeah,
he
could
up
not.
Here,
oh,
he can go adjacent and still be within.
Do that, yeah.
I think the quarters are tight enough, it'd be really difficult to get by these really tall guys. You can get up beside him if you want.
I'll get to there.
Yeah, right there, yeah.
No, wait, what about the next one?
I think right now. Oh, either one, yeah.
What's that? What about
the
I'll do that next time. I'll just attack him right now. Oh, that's a nat one.
Oh, my God. Jeez.
So I have to kill
these
guys. You basically try to
maybe
squeeze by him and just throws everything off. Okay, yeah, top of the round, go ahead.
Do you have any great coupon? But of course.
Yeah, actually.
Oh, jeez.
You should hit him with the flat of the blade.
Yeah,
they might be good people.
No.
You're almost funny, but you're not.
I thought it was funny.
Yeah, just go ahead and... Wow. Question. I'm not in current contact. I'm not attacking Hammer yet. So if I move to go to get in line with both this way, can I move back, or is that going to be getting...
If you move anywhere from where you are right now, it'll be an attack of opportunity from one or the other guys.
Okay.
Or both.
Well,
you should go backwards.
If it's no one, I'll probably save, but all the same, I'll stay where I'm at.
The only one who's hitting here, bro.
Yeah, right. Well, so I'll just swing at Axe.
If you hit as well.
Ooh. Non-nat 20.
Okay. To Axe. Okay.
Not smash. And 5 points of damage.
Okay. The same as Andrew did.
That was useless.
Same thing.
Okay. And then Llewellyn goes, and he takes a stab at Club, and gets an 8, which doesn't do any good. And then it's time for Axe and Club to go. And Axe goes, and Adri, you hit him, and then Gwen, you hit him. So, Adri... you know, when you hit him, you just see that sort of confused and you know, sorrowful look in his face when he got
it's
hit.
Like the baby dragon.
And then he just...
Yeah, just like that.
You know, well, Drew, you know the 2-year-old fit face?
Mm-hmm.
They actually having a temper tantrum? That comes over his face. And he just flies into a rage. Ooh. And he's going to get advantage on the attack on you. However, everyone you feel, I mean, he's being reckless now, and you'll all get advantage on attacking him.
Attacking hammer? Or axe. Okay. Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. Oh, then I'm good where I am.
And this is targeted at me, Chris.
Yes.
Yay!
You hurt his feelings.
Yeah. Oh, and his
pride.
Dignity.
And it's a natural 20.
Oh.
Which is too bad, because the other one was an 8, so. Okay, so...
Elvis has left the building.
She's about to.
Oh, that's not too bad.
33 points of damage.
10 points of damage as his axe comes hacking
down at
you.
But that's what you say. You say that's... I was the one who got hit last time.
Yeah, well, considering what it could have been.
What's that?
Could it have been?
Six.
A lot more.
Is that half? Is that below half?
Jesus, yeah. You have 12 hit points.
I was at 21 and then I took 7 points damage in the last fight.
And then
like,
you know,
got two on my hit dice.
Since you were the one that just hit club, the exact same thing happens to you. The disappointment turns into rage, and the axe comes flying at you.
The club?
Yeah, the club. Well, they're both wearing axes. Huh?
They're both wearing axes?
Yes. And it's a 21 hit.
Well, that's not nice.
You know what else isn't nice?
Oh, good. But he is in such a rage that it's just flying blindly and it only does 4 points of damage. It just nicks you, essentially.
No, good for you.
And now we all have advantage on them for...
Yes, everyone gets advantage.
And now this guy's going to die.
Okay. And... Adrian.
Okay.
You got a guy trying to hack you to death, so what are you going to do?
Okay, well, I guess I'll... Jeez.
Oh, wait.
You... What?
Wait.
What?
Wait.
Wait.
That hit triggered something within me.
Yes!
All goes quiet. All goes deathly quiet. The air is filled with the screaming souls burning in hell. My eyes glow red. I point my finger. And I say, burn! And flames shoot out and engulf his body.
So
in my hellish rebuke.
Hey, what does that do?
Flames encase his body as hellfire burns his sins away.
That was at club, correct?
He does get a save.
Yeah, cool.
Okay. I'm pretty sure it's a dex save.
It is a dex save.
So a bolt of fire comes out of you?
I don't think they have
anything. No, it just engulfs him.
So his dex save is a...
Okay, and I get 3d10.
An 11. I'm expecting 11 won't do it.
And my spell DC is 14.
Yes, so he's not at all expecting this.
So 10, 12 points of damage.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
So,
that's one for a long rest.
And that's on a club?
Yeah.
Okay.
Excellent. Okay.
Okay, and that probably shocked all of you to pieces.
Probably not considering who he is.
Yeah.
All right.
Probably not considering
me. And Adrian, you just got hacked by a huge axe.
And the guy's on fire.
Well, I'm going to try to do a double attack with a hand axe. Oh gosh. Okay,
he
actually
tried to roll.
The first one. Is it
to drop.
Is it 10?
Yeah.
Which
nope.
I'm assuming, yeah. Okay. Second attempt is 24.
Okay, good. You got him on
second.
All right,
so then that would be 6 points damage.
Okay. I mean, that's on axe there?
Yes.
Okay. And?
Oh, wait. I'm also going to expend another key point to make two additional... No, I can't do that. Never mind. I need to use a bonus action. I apologize.
Okay. And then next up is Noan.
I get advantage on that guy.
Mm-hmm. You do indeed.
So I will punch him. Well done. Good thing I have advantage because I have a non-nat 20.
Okay, good. You get him.
For 5, and I will do the same. This time I'm going to kick him in the face because I'm really mad at him. That's a 19. For 6.
Roll it again to see if you got a nat 20.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Why are
you
6.
So
6
points?
He gets a nat 20.
Yeah. How's this guy looking? Because he's really ticking me off.
Well, he looks pretty beat up. I mean, he's been burned and punched and attacked.
I've done like 30 points of damage.
Whiff bolted.
I got
really insanely good this game.
Well, it had come around sooner or later.
Yeah.
So,
it looks awesome.
And speaking of Whiff bolt, Arlen.
Alright.
Third level is like
pure. He takes. I'm going to use. I'm going to expend one sorcery point to use Empowered Spell, which lets me roll it again. 10 points of damage.
That was a good use of that.
Yeah.
10 points of damage.
Okay, and this is on Club or Axe Club?
A club.
Club. And what does it look like anything? Is there a necrotic, you know, crackle of lightning which that connects the two of you, or what?
Pretty much, yeah.
So this
the color,
miasma of black.
It's pretty, yeah, it's like dark black. Just
dark black.
Yes,
dark black.
Yeah, I was in a light black phase at one point, so only dressed in light black.
Pitch black.
Okay, and Elsair.
Okay, can I move one square towards the center to get behind?
Axe.
You don't really need it. You should kill. You got advantage.
Yeah, you already got advantage where you're standing.
Well, now he has
might not
more advantage. Now he can get to club, though, too.
Yeah.
You should kill case, club. I'm going to use my last spell slot and activate Thunderous Smite. So that means that my next hitting attack will deal 2d6 extra damage.
So we don't need more spells in this castle.
Mm-hmm.
I still have 15.
You could take a long rest.
Okay.
Yeah.
19 and natural 20.
Okay. So you get axe right in the back of the head, right?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So that's what? 2d8 and 2d6? 6, 9, 14, 17 plus 3. 20 points of damage.
Okay, that hurt him.
Dang.
Yeah.
That hurt him.
These guys are tough.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, they are the twins. Okay, and then go to the top of the round again, and Gwen, you've got an angry executioner in your hands.
He's not paying attention.
He's trying to hack Adrian to bits. Doing a pretty successful job,
yes.
Actually.
Seeing the blood go splattering against the walls on the left and the right from my monkish friends, I will activate my divinity ability, my secondary divinity ability. So seeing the plight that my friends are in, I will hold my shield in front of me. Oh, this is called using detail. instead of breathing normal green fire, the green fire is enhanced with the electrical blue of my natural draconic abilities of breath fire. And I fire it directly into the back of my shield, which causes my holy symbol on the front to glow. And then with a scream of draconic rage, the light splits into two, and both Adri and Noan get 5 points of healing.
Oh, sweet. Thank you.
Which skill was that?
That was the preserve life. Restore hit points 5 times my cleric level, which is 10. Can't heal beyond half your hit points, but since you're well below it, so if that five is beyond half, you only go 2 half.
Yeah. Okay.
And then just because Adrian just got whacked so freaking hard, I will back up with a bonus spell of Healing Word to her, which is a second level spell. And you will get, wow, it's your lucky day. 4 plus 2 is 6 plus 4 more 10.
Sweet,
okay.
That brings me back.
You
up
undid
cold.
His axe hit.
Thank you.
It was an accident.
You go back in time to
accident. That was a good round. And Llewellyn takes a swing at Axe there. No, he's in front of Club, right? Club. Takes a swing at Club. And actually an 8, so that was useless.
Wow, Llewellyn, which is great.
Yeah, well, he may be a little unnerved. I mean, he trained these guys up apparently from infants to be executioners, so.
Didn't train him in any intellectual sense.
And then it is the twins' turn. And so Alistair Axe spins around, enraged at you hitting him in the back of the head, and takes one of his, just a big sizing swing with his axes, and gets a natural 20.
Oh,
I didn't see that
come
coming.
Come on.
Chunk. I think he likes that guy.
Let's hear it for advantage. Actually, these are the ones that weren't performing well earlier, so I guess they're just waiting for the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like I said, I hate these stairs.
So, all of a sudden, he just spins around, that axe comes right in at your midsection, you don't even see it coming, and it is 18 points of damage. Oh! As it bites into you.
Are you dead?
No. No, I have 34 hit points.
Oh, wow.
So he's almost dead.
Aren't we?
I would be at one.
You're bloody is what you are.
Yeah.
Your guts are pouring out.
I'm pretty sure I am.
And then, Noan, he is still in a rage. So he swings at you
bring
again. And this time only getting a 14 to hit.
Yeah, misses. I dodged, definitely.
Okay, side. Just narrowly missing the axe.
I have 16.
Okay, and then Adri, you get to go.
Right.
You're no longer the focus of Axe's ire.
Okay, so that means do I have advantage on them?
You, well, everyone has advantage.
Oh,
it's
that continues? Okay, I didn't know if that was...
They activated it again because they got it again.
Okay.
It'd be cool if that club's name was Rose.
Let's do... Double kick to get mouse there. I'm so very glad. All right, that is 10 to hit for that one.
No,
nope, nope. Mm-mm. Okay, that's much better. Then that would be a 20 non-natural.
Okay, good.
Which would be for
punch in the back.
Yep, 6 points of damage.
So nice punch to the kidneys for 6 points on axe.
He's gonna pee blood.
Mm-hmm.
If he even bleeds.
Is he bleeding at all?
Oh, they're bleeding pretty good from everything you guys have been doing. And then Noan?
Okay, how's Club looking? Is he looking like he could die soon?
He looks pretty bad. I mean, he's been witch-bolted and slashed and hacked and
rebuked.
Yeah.
Alright, well at that point I'll have to do a kick. So I still have advantage, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's totally off balance.
Let's see if I get a nat 20.
No.
No? Okay, so that one...
So what was the first one total?
16 plus 5, 21.
Okay, definitely hits.
4, 6.
Okay.
And then another kick. Okay, 20-something.
A lot.
For 6.
Okay.
Another 12.
And, kick and then bicycle kick again, and just right under his chin, and you hear a nice cracking noise, and he just slowly
crumbles down the stairs and kind of rolls a couple of stairs towards you.
And you hear his brother say, "No!"
Why?
Okay, and Arlen.
So, as that breaks my concentration, I...
giggle perversely.
Sure. Use Ray of Sickness on Axe.
Okay.
Do you have like any darts or something so you can save
fireballs?
Spells?
I can get spells back via
okay.
my sorcery points.
Okay.
Title thingy. Do the thing that lets you roll the table.
No.
We want flumps.
It might.
Already got advantage.
I already have advantage.
What does he need? He's got two rolls that he needs
for flumps.
I guess.
Ooh.
That was beautiful.
17 to hit.
You hit.
Great. That is.
And what does the Ray of Sickness look like? Because I don't think we
have. Oh, it's I don't know, like a ray of like sickly green light that just hits. The opponent and yeah,
okay,
poison with him. 5 points of damage, and he is poisoned.
Okay.
So
we have advantage on top of our advantage on top of our advantage.
No, he has
disadvantage.
Oh, that's even better.
So he just hits normally. No.
Okay.
Or with disadvantage if he's
disadvantage. Okay, so basically that hits him in the back, and he kind of staggers forward a couple of steps elsewhere towards you,
mm-hmm.
and then just pukes all over you.
Yeah.
Like, oh, good.
For you. Fortunately for you, it's base.
Base.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah,
for lunch.
So, Alistair, you've been hacked into chemically attack. What are you going to do?
It's my turn.
It's your turn.
I'm going to attack him and
pull out
a
clinch.
Yeah.
Do I
still have
projectile vomit? New skill unlocked.
26.
Do I still have advantage?
Six notches there.
He is totally in the offensive mode.
Okay, then I will just attack him with my longsword. Oh man. 11?
My
no.
own.
No, apparently the surprise vomitorium puts you off your game. Okay,
I need a cleansing wipe.
Gwen, your friends are being hacked all around you. What are you going to do?
Or not.
Yeah, I'm going to attack Mr. Axe
with another spell.
With a 22.
Okay, you get right back.
Yes. The 8 points of damage.
Oh, okay. Shoot. Hold
does
up.
Does that drop him?
No, it does not.
Then I will breathe. Can I breathe lightning on him without
hold
getting
up, hold
out
up,
there?
Hold
nope,
up.
Nope, it's going right through him and get out there. Yeah.
I didn't read it right. It was 2d8. Can I add the extra
okay,
damage?
Okay, do the extra
damage. 4 damage.
Okay. Still not dead.
He pukes
yeah,
again.
If you breathe right now, it'll hit Alistair. And he's not
which
so he's not even more, so you can actually see Alistair back.
Yeah, but he's not a type.
Ooh, you can move here and breathe that way.
I would provoke an attack roll.
No, you wouldn't.
The other guy's down.
Okay, then I'll do that.
Oh.
And now the body.
And just blow the other guy's body away.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, no one, did you kill him or did you just.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I killed him.
No one doesn't do.
Not killing.
Never leave him.
Death save.
Okay.
Come on. You got five. What?
Five. Yeah, so the total.
Nice!
A big bolt of lightning just hit him for 11 points of damage.
Okay, and that basically just catches him in one ear, and you see just the whole, you know,
you can see
the skull lights up.
Alistair, you just see the eye holes on the leather hood just light up like Iron Man as he comes out the other side and sears the hood. And just smoking, you know, smoke drifting up from the hood as he does.
You can like see his soul just...
I really lit up his life.
Yes. It was a terrible smell of ozone burning hair.
And at last I see.
I noticed when he got back from the brain, there was no smell of burning brain.
No, that was the ozone.
I know, there's no smell.
Okay, so.
He was trying to process
the lightning bolt
and
hit him in the butt.
He was trying to process it.
Okay. And,
that's what it's like to kill something. Does it feel good?
Mm hmm.
There you go.
I have
down in a
I kept something from dying and then
you've
I
only used teeth.
You've literally developed undeveloped teeth.
Yes.
And you guys find yourselves alone on the stairs.
Search the bodies?
Really?
No.
You
no.
find them
the axes.
Here's the question, guys.
Are the axes look any good?
They're nice, great axes. I mean, they're not magical, you don't believe, but they're obviously great axes, executioner style.
Mm-hmm.
Very ornate. You can take them if you want.
I will.
But you're with the future owner of the castle.
Ah.
So maybe not a good idea.
Good point.
I'm making sure no one else takes it.
Potential owner.
Dibs.
Dibs on the castle or dibs on
dibs
the
castle? Dibs on the castle. Dibs on the loincloth.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay, so... Further up the stairs we go. I hope.
Okay. All right. Well, here's the question: are you guys going to stop and use hit die or anything?
You can hear
the battle raging just on the other side of the atrium.
I'm going
to the courtyard at the castle gates.
Use a hit die.
Four guards can come down here right away.
Lay on hands on yourself.
I'm going to.
Can you heal yourself fully
11.
Up without me using a spell slot?
I gain one
not fully
first
up,
level
but
spell
I can
slot back
25.
By using expending two sorcery.
No, 27.
Out of what?
34. So I'll have 7 left over. I should be fine.
Okay. So you
I don't know what you just did.
He's trying to do something impressive.
So I'll share you utter a silent prayer and you're engulfed in golden light again.
Yeah.
And magically healed.
Slightly more beige than gold.
Did you give yourself a hug? Is that what lay on hands on yourself would be? Like a self-hug?
Yeah.
Like patting yourself on the back, sort of? Oh, yeah. Give yourself a pat on the
I'm
back.
I'm a great guy.
I'm a great guy. Oh, my gosh.
I killed the big guy.
And then as you walk past you, he's got a little sign saying, kick me. It's an iron.
No one was
lay
here.
Hands.
Your dog just felt like, tee-hee.
Okay. So,
he has all the nice looking spells.
He, Alistair prays silently and bathed the gold light and suddenly magically healed.
Slightly more beige than gold.
Or are you in good shape?
I'm
golden. Okay.
What about Seth?
And you guys continue charging up the...
Onward! Forward!
It's like him when he was a rogue. He just like hit around the corner the entire game.
Sure!
Why not? Okay, so...
And you stop.
Going up the stairs.
Okay, so you're charging up the stairs.
Thanks for knocking me off the stairs there.
You go down a rather ornate hallway. There are beautiful tapestries on either side. This is all basically polished, finished granite, maybe from the hillside that you're standing on, for all you can tell. And, past beautiful columns and then just burst into, there's these huge double doors and Llewellyn gives them a kick and they swing open, and you're looking at the throne room. And standing in front of you in this rather ornate throne room is a man in full plate armor, and flanking him on either side are guards in chainmail. And they're all holding their weapons at the ready. They were expecting you at this point in time. And behind them, standing kind of nervously at the throne, holding a dagger, is a woman all in purple silk, beautiful brocade, very ornate. Her hair is in a golden hairnet, which matches the gold of her hair. And you can see that, just beads of sweat already appearing on her forehead. She's, considerably agitated. And Llewellyn takes a step into the room and salutes the knight and says, "Elgin?" And he replies back, "Llewellyn. I suppose you know why we're here." And Elgin says, "I do. And I'm not going to let you do that." And he says, "Very well." And Llewellyn salutes him. And
we draw.
Yeah, we all have to roll initiative.
First, set up.
We can't talk.
Apparently, all the talking that they wanted to do was just done.
Wow.
Let me.
I feel like such a used piece of meat. You'd think that'd be a foreign feeling, but it's just not. So, Tides of Chaos, is that like a bonus activity that's separate from your social points? Or is that
It's something I get from my wild sorcerer ability.
So it's not attached to your sorcerer points per se.
No.
So what prompts that? Is that just whenever the
wild magic?
Yes. Starting at first level, you can manipulate forces of chance and chaos to gain advantage on one attack roll, ability check, or saving throw. Yeah.
So it's the same type of skill set as a warrior's second wind.
Don't you get it back now? Or?
Yeah, I have it. I have Tides of Chaos back now.
Super cool. It's my favorite ability. Oh,
it's per encounter?
No, it's per long rest or when he says roll on the table.
So so it can automatically set itself.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So it's either until a long rest or until he says that I cannot, or until he says roll on the magic table.
Can you give us a help?
Which is not the same thing as rolling on the table if I get a nat 20.
It isn't?
No.
What?
So when I get a nat 20 on any of my spells...
Actually, no, a nat 1. We term as a nat 1. You screw up and everything goes awry.
Oh. Nat 1.
Okay.
I roll on my table, but that rolling of the table doesn't reset Tides of Chaos.
Gotcha. I want to teleport.
These guys who look not at all like the previous set of guys that you faced,
obviously,
but have strangely have the same nomenclature. So there's black, red, blue, gold,
and
silver. Where's the Duchess? Right?
The Baroness. The
Baroness
of Baron.
Oh, Misty Step is a self. Sorry.
Or a scroll. Yeah. That was pretty cool.
Because you're like, I wish I had a teleport. I'm like, I have a teleport.
Yeah. Well, you know, from right after the princess at that point.
Teleport in, grab the princess, teleport out. Or die.
I can teleport out.
The Bowser would never know what hit him.
Right? It's like you're at the bottom of the tower. You're like, you're three stories below the throne room.
Actually, they're pretty good. You let the monks get in the cart kicked out of them. We've only had these two spell slots.
Okay. So she's standing in the back.
Basically, and you guys know, just looking at the way she's holding the dagger, she has no idea how to use it. I mean, she's just like pointing it directly in front of her, right at you. Okay.
I'm very confused here because she's not acting like you would think she would act.
What do you mean?
Well, this is supposed to be somebody who's got ruling with an iron hand and torturing and hurting people, but she's acting more like.
Maybe she has people for that.
Yeah, I mean, she has the twins words for execution. Yes. And I mean, she can just like tell people, "Oh, do this." Doesn't mean that she actually does them herself.
Okay.
So if we are going after the Baroness, use non-lethal.
Yes.
Just for interrogative. Interrogative.
What am I supposed to do? Use the flat of my foot.
Yeah. No, kick her and not the neck.
Yeah.
Fine.
Heart puncher instead. That's so much better.
Tug.
You guys are boring. What does Llewellyn want to do? I shot over Llewellyn. Shall I spare her?
That's his cousin, right?
Yes.
Okay. See these horns?
So it's,
you should charge them and just, like, stab
them. Well, let's send our M&M leader to kill the extra guy.
Okay, so, you guys come in. Llewellyn and Elgin have some words. And they agree to disagree. And I need some initiative rolls. So, Gwen.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Two?
I just rolled 2 16s. That's awesome. 18.
18?
Yeah.
Okay. And you get advantage on it or what?
Yep.
Okay. And then no one.
8.
And Alistair?
13.
15?
13.
13. 13. Good. Well, I guess. And, Harlan?
7.
And Adri?
15.
Okay. And Llewellyn starts out with a 17. You got 18?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so just slightly behind you. Okay. So. We are facing off. What are you going to do? Gwendolyn, you get the high initiative. It looks like the guards are waiting for you.
Let's see. Step forward. I guess the size of the line. Ask them there's no way we can resolve this without violence.
The knight just sort of shifts his eyes at you Batman style and seems violence has already come. Probably noticing all the blood all over you.
Okay.
And a cuticle over me.
This can be on your head then. I will cast.
He says, as you wish.
I will cast Guiding Bolt. And I will cast it at the Duchess.
Okay, and what does Guiding Bolt look like? And what does it do?
It is a ranged attack. And it will look like. You ever seen Dragon Ball Z when he starts powering up? It will look very similar to that, except it's centered. Godzilla-like in the Maw of Dragonborn, and this huge blast of energy will leave and go directly toward him.
Okay, did she get a save? Or is it a
That is actually an attack roll for me.
Okay, roll it.
Excuse me, I have something that stems. Wow. No, 7. She got 2.
She screams and hits the floor as it goes over her head.
I thought you were going to attack the Duchess.
We make that agreement. I didn't do that agreement.
We just said non-lethal.
Yeah.
And so you're using Death Bolt.
Okay.
And I'll follow that up with Lightning Breath.
Same
person.
Okay, you're going to go after the Duchess herself?
Yeah.
Okay, she actually, when she crumbles to the ground, it's difficult to find her. So unless you're going to go for one of the guys in the front row, you're going to do it with disadvantage.
Yeah. Okay, I'll just go for the captain and connect it to that guy then.
Okay, so captain in the gold?
Yeah. So, it's a deck save.
Okay,
I'm thinking about that, then I've got one myself, and I know you're not coming.
back. Yeah. The captain gets a 12 on a save, and the gold gets a 8.
The gold save did not save, the captain okay. did, so you got 4 for the captain and 9 for gold.
So basically the captain just kind of dodges aside, and gold has a surprised look on his face as the bolt goes sailing over his shoulder and hits him straight in the face.
And that's my turn.
So 4 and 8?
Yeah.
No, 4 and 9.
Okay, 4 and 9, okay. And gold.
Gold takes 9.
Okay, that really seemed to fry him pretty good. Okay, and then next up is Llewellyn. And once again, he shouts out, "For the true Baron!"
And steps up and takes a slash at the knight.
He's not very smart.
I think he's motivated at this point, huh? He sees the finish line right in front of him. But unfortunately, he just bangs off the plate mail. It's not a well-informed swing.
Has he actually hit at all?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's been
damaged. Yeah. Like, I think he took out the captain.
Much.
Or more.
Yeah.
And Adrian, you get to go next.
Okay, I'm going to move to Baroness.
I have
I-40, not 30.
Yeah, there's no way to get around those guys without them attacking you, though.
We're over here.
Good, okay.
10 feet away. This is
the room.
Is this the room, yeah. 10, 15, 20, 25.
30. No, you 35, can't.
35.
Yeah.
40?
You can get there.
Oh, okay, I'll get.
And throw a dart.
And throw, yeah, that's a good idea. I will do one, yes, one dart throw, and then I'll do.
Ten out. Dash doubles your.
Yeah, but that's an action. That's a key point, and I'm not going to use that yet. It's a bonus. It is.
You declare dash as your action. So you can literally run up to her, just not do anything else.
And then use your bonus action. No, you have to attack.
You have to attack with the martial art weapon.
Yes.
Yeah, so yeah, dash is double moves and use the
bonus. So I couldn't use a bonus action at that point. Okay.
But you should be next to her in your next move. You're within range to do whatever you want.
Yes, but you're an action. You dash.
And then next turn she can move in.
I thought he was the merciless one.
So, I wasn't. I said non lethal. Alright, so I'm going to do 2 dart throws.
You can only do 1 dart throw, because the other one has to be an unarmed strike.
Isn't that considered, dart is considered a...
Martial art weapons, your bonus has to be an unarmed strike.
Okay.
And you don't
either way, I don't hit her with a dart.
Well, that's not true, she's prone.
You get
not on range.
Disadvantage on range.
Because they're hard hit. Okay, so once again, she just kind of squeals and rolls over, and then just goes sailing over. And... You guys can't help but notice, but she's showing no prowess in any sort of fighting skills. She's basically just screaming and ducking at this point in time. Okay, and next up is Alistair.
Okay, so I'm going to move forward to next. My channel divinity. To use my, I just had this open. Sorry about this. To use my sacred weapon, so as my action, I'm going to use my channel divinity, and for 10 rounds, I get a +2 bonus to attack rolls against anyone. And my weapon glows with a pretty goldish light. Pretty goldish light. Bright light within 20 feet and dim light 20 feet beyond that.
Okay.
And it now counts as magical if that matters at all.
Okay.
But that's my action, so I can't attack.
So you just hold your sword up and it begins to glow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then next up is... Elgin, who takes a swing at Llewellyn. And goes after him twice with his greatsword. And actually, he's going to do one piece on each one of you, so you know there. So he hacks Llewellyn with a...
I'm going to block. I'm going to block it.
Okay.
Like, disadvantage.
Disadvantage. So it's a 16, which still hits him.
Oh.
And... That does 8 points of damage to Llewellyn. So he is down, what, 16 now?
Yep.
Okay, so he's actually looking pretty bad. He's definitely below half health at this point in time. And then the second one on you, Alistair, is a 23 to hit.
Yeah, that hits too.
And that does 2 points of damage, though. He doesn't get you too well in the backswing.
So I'm at 25.
And then next up is Milan.
All right, I will move my 40 to here.
Okay.
And I am going to punch that dude twice in the neck.
Okay.
And I'm behind him, right?
No, you're not directly behind. So I don't get it right.
So the first one, 8 plus 5, 13.
No. Actually, hold on, let me check. No, yeah, right, they're wearing chainmail, gear shields.
Okay, 17.
That does hit, though.
For 4.
Okay, on black on the end there?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that hurt, but not too terribly. And then he gets to go.
And he spins.
And takes a hack at you with his sword. And gets a 17 to hit, which I believe hits you.
Hold on. I'm trying to see something. Okay. 17 does hit. I want to see something. Okay, 17. Okay, never mind.
Okay. And he hits you pretty solidly, and you take 6 points of damage.
Oh. For that, he must die.
And then, Arlen, you get to go.
I'm going to cast a second level magic missile.
At?
Blue.
Okay, the knight.
1, 3, 7, 11.
11 plus 4
is 15.
Okay.
15 points of damage.
That's a pretty substantial hit, though.
Yeah.
So that rocks him back, but he kind of holds steady. And then the rest of the guards get to go. And Red runs back to cut off your advance there, Adri, and takes a swing at you and gets a non-natural 20 to hit.
Mm-hmm.
And does 7 points of damage. He solidly connects with you.
Nice.
And then these two advance on you, Alistair.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, this one's going to... Gold is going to run over here to attack the monks since they seem to be a greater threat. And so Gold will make an attack on you, Noan, and get a 22 to hit. They seem to be heavily motivated.
Okay, hold on. I need to do something. Can I spend a key point as a reaction?
Yes. What do
okay.
you want
to
do?
I am going to spend that as a reaction, and I am going to do patient defense, which then gives me dodge, and that means everything attacks at disadvantage.
Okay, so instead of 22, he gets a natural 20. So 22 is the better of the two. So you take 5 points of damage as he hacks you there. And then Silver goes against you, Alistair, and rolls a 21 to hit. Does that hit
yes.
you?
Yes.
Okay. And does 6 points of damage. Okay, and Drew.
Gwen is going to step up and flail about him into the nearest enemy. I will roll and get a 15 plus 4, 19 to hit.
That hits.
Awesome. And my mighty flail damage shall be total of 8.
Okay, 8 points of damage.
And then Llewellyn swings at the knight and gets a non-natural 20 for 8 points of damage. The knight is not looking good. Wait. And says to him, "I warned you not to stand against me. I will be the true baron." And hacks him. And then, Adri, okay. You got a whole mass of guards in front of you now.
Yep. I'm going to do a hand axe attack on red there.
Okay.
Before, that didn't hit. It was a 9.
Yeah, that didn't
hit. But I am going to expend my third key point to disengage.
Okay.
And I can go around him, right?
No.
I cannot?
No.
You can't go through
him. You can only get away from him.
Okay. Disengage or dash? What could I do with dash then?
You still get an attack of opportunity from him.
From two characters, from two enemies.
Then never mind. I'm not. Can I not expend that key point then? Yeah. Okay.
Save that for a little better.
Then I'll try a different. Yeah. Okay. I'll try chucking a.
You and I thought the same thing.
Why not hand axe attack?
No, I'll do that again.
Yeah, you gotta guard right.
Okay.
Nice.
That would be a 16 hit.
Definitely hits.
Okay, for
2. Whoop, whoop, whoop.
5 points of damage.
Okay. He's not looking real happy right now.
That's red?
No, mm-hmm. Red, yeah. And then next up is Alistair.
Who's on my left? Is that Silver? On my left?
Silver's on your left, yeah. He's the one trying to attack you.
And there's no other guards over here besides the knight?
Just the knight and Silver, yeah.
Well, then I'll attack Silver.
Okay.
I get a +2 for the attack, because, 12.
12 does not hit, no. Right. Your chainmail is stronger than that. Okay. And yeah, your fancy stuff you did a little while ago didn't do anything to the...
It gave me a +2 to hit.
Okay, but that only gives you 12, okay. Okay, and next up is the knight, who,
disadvantage.
Goes and tries to attack Llewellyn.
With disadvantage.
And the disadvantage makes it a 3, so that finally worked.
Yeah, it's worked in the past.
Yeah. And then he also tries to slash at, Gwen. And gets a 21.
Ooh.
And does 8 hit points of damage. And then, no one, you get to go.
Alright, I will punch red.
Okay.
For 18.
That does hit.
And that's 6.
Okay.
How's he looking?
And that flattens him.
Alright, then I'll do a wheel kick to gold.
Okay.
For 19.
That hits?
For 4.
Okay. It was the first time he's been hit, so.
Gold, wasn't it gold in the lightning?
Yeah, gold was
gold
hit
was
by
in the
lightning.
He got 4 points damage. Or whatever, one got 9 and
no.
One got 4.
Oh, wait, sorry.
Yeah, because
you
were
quite correct. I switched the order in these guys here, so. Yeah, gold, that actually
flattens him as well.
Nice.
And I took out that guy, I took out that guy. Next up would be Arlen.
Alright, I'm going to cast Witch Bolt on...
Witch Bolt?
Yes. We already stated that joke, it's not funny anymore.
No, she was saying
yes.
Bolt to the witch.
Sure. I don't know. On blue,
okay.
Using Tides of Chaos.
Okay.
So that's a 19 to hit, and a 9, wow, same roll, okay, 19 to hit.
Okay, hits.
As a second level spell, so I get 2d12.
Wow.
Or,
oh,
wow, I hit the wire,
Roll it.
Oh my god! Like, can you roll in a clear place?
No, that's a 1.
No, yeah, you get a 5, sorry, no. You roll for...
Okay.
5 out of 24.
Wow, that was bad.
But it continues dealing 24 damage.
No.
No, it was?
Oh. Yeah. 5 damage.
Okay. And that strikes the knight clear of the chest. And you just see him, his eyes roll up in his head. And he sinks to his knees. And he says to Llewellyn, "You win." And crumples at his feet. And then these two guards, they when they see him go down, they just take off running. Do you guys want to try to do anything to them? No. Or just let him go?
No, just let him go.
I want to torture the Baroness.
You can just hear him. Oh, no. You can just hear him going down the stairs at a tremendous pace.
In that case, I want to give him 1 point of lay on hands.
Who?
The knight.
The knight?
Yeah.
Do you have Spare the Dying?
Well,
Spare the Dying. Yeah.
Actually, before any of you can do anything, Llewellyn, with a triumphant smile on his face, just goes striding up to the Baroness and just says in a guttural growl, "Hello, cousin." And she says, "Llewellyn, what are you doing here?" And he says, "I thought that would be obvious. I'm seceding you." And before you guys can even think about what's going on, his knife flashes out and just buries it in her bodice.
Oh.
And she just crumples all the way down on the floor, and you just see an ever-expanding stain of blood growing in her
bodice. Can I give each of them one?
And she says, completely dead? "You're mad. There are 12 people with a claim of the throne before you." And Llewellyn bends over and says, "I think you will find that isn't the case after tonight." And she just, you see the color go from her her face. And he takes the crown off of her head and places on his own. And as he's doing that, you hear a clattering on the steps. And fighters from the forest just flood into the room.
I'm going to give the knight.
And they all drop to one knee and shout, "Hail to the true Baron! Hail to the true Baron!" And there's probably 20 to 30 people in the room now, kind of crowding you guys to the side. And Llewellyn turns
before that happened.
You've been totally pushed out of the way.
No, before anyone even came in, could I have given one hit point to the knight?
No. This all happened boom, boom, boom in sequence. And Llewellyn turns to you and says, "My friends, you have my eternal gratitude. I can guarantee you that the trade in infected torque is over. Please return with all haste to Civitas Cataracta and report this. Seneschal," and he pulls a man forward, says, "please give our ambassadors gifts of our gratitude and speed them on their way to home to report the good news." And the Seneschal says, please, come with me, come with me.
One
and
moment.
So he herds you out of the room. Yeah. No time.
Yes, time.
No, and some of the other guys kind of crowd you out of the room, and you go down the steps, and he says, the new Baron is most deeply pleased, and he leads you to, out of the front gate, which has got bodies everywhere, and you quickly get to the gates of the town, and he says, Please, take these tokens of our gratitude and return swiftly to Civitas Cataracta." And you notice that there are little bundles hanging on each of your horses' saddle horns. And he says, "And all due thanks and hail to the heroes from Civitas Cataracta." And he just sort of gives you this bow, and he steps a couple of steps back, and the portcullis on the castle just comes slamming down, and the gates close behind it. And you guys find yourself out in a gathering thunderstorm as the rain starts to pelt down and lightning slashes across the sky. And that's where we're going to stop.
Didn't buy the rain. What goodies did we get?
We'll have to see about that next time.
Oh! We'll be right back.
monsters and devils. Yeah, so that happened. So the purpose behind this part of the adventure was, one, to increase the notion in the atmosphere that things are going wrong everywhere you look. And number two, as a cautionary tale, human beings have a tendency to rewrite history to make it more palatable to them. And when you look at it, Robin Hood wasn't as good as we make him out to be, and old evil Prince John, he wasn't as bad as we make him out to be. We just have a tendency to look at it that way because it makes it that much more interesting. And, as I said, I modeled this city on the South American juntas of the 1970s, and usually deposing one dictator meant taking one tin horn ruler and replacing him with another tin horn ruler.
I actually struggled a little bit with the gender for the baroness. When I originally wrote up the history of the cities, this was the one that was ruled by a single ruler, and just on a lark, I chose it to be the baroness. Then, of course, it turned out to be the one that the party was going to have to do a coup d'etat on, and it wasn't until I actually got the whole piece written up I realized that we had just taken the one single female ruler in the entire group and knifed her to death. It seemed a little misogynistic. But then I started thinking about it some more and realized that, hey, you know, women are just as likely as men to be subject to bad advice and to make poor decisions, so maybe it could work out that way. Still didn't feel all that good, but then again, that was the idea. To leave a bad taste in the party's mouth.
As for the party, they've got themselves in quite a pickle here. They're outside the gates. Their newfound friends have sent them on the way. And it's starting to rain. So what's going to happen? We'll have to wait till next time to find out.
Until then, email us at relicofthepastpodcast@gmail.com. Follow us at Relic of the Past on Twitter and Relic of the Past Podcast on Facebook. And thank you for playing in the world that lives inside my head.